This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, it's not blanket amnesty, as apparently some people have called it, and it's not a total crackdown, as some people would like, but it is sort of a mixed bag. The Barack Obama decision today, executive decision or whatever you want to call it, where he's going to somehow change the enforcement of the immigration laws. Some are claiming he's changing the laws themselves. That seems like an inaccurate statement, but honestly, I don't know what the rules are, and neither do they, and neither do you. You may be able to look at the U.S. Code and cite sections like our last caller did and talk about how the law is the law, but the government guys don't follow their own rules, and there's so much evidence that they don't follow their own rules. They do like it when they can force you to follow them, so the rules become important when you violate them, but when the government guys violate them, it becomes next to impossible to actually hold them accountable for that, or very, very difficult to hold them accountable. You're welcome to comment. There's a little bit more on the story. We actually just barely scratched the surface from the Associated Press on what are the details of this immigration change that is supposedly coming forth, although rumor, I think I saw a headline at the Drudge Report that Joe Arpaio has filed a lawsuit against this. So,
okay,
you know, maybe they'll tie each other up in court and fight with one another over this for a while. I don't know. We'll go to your calls, though, about whatever's on your mind. Nick is listening in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live, Nick, with Ian and Daryl.
How you doing?
Do we have Nick?
Yeah. Hey, can you hear me?
I got you. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, I'm calling back Dave in New York, Hudson Valley guy.
Okay.
Dave called recently and called this guy dude like hella. He called, who lives in Alaska. Dave called him a leech and said he'd never worked a day in his life and really said some nasty things about this guy.
This is a guy who is apparently a YouTube vlogger, a video blogger. This dude like hella guy is who Dave was referring to. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, Dave was, you know, pretty mean. And I just think it's interesting because Dave, I mean, he lives in a battered women's shelter, for one thing, and he is the recipient of government assistance, and he's been out of work for a long time, and he just recently started working at Dunkin' Donuts, and the second he gets a job, he starts bad-mouthing someone who's also, you know, on government assistance. And I just think that's a weird
really,
thing
the YouTube do. Guy is also on government assistance?
Well, that was Dave's claim. Dave said he's on welfare. And
oh, I wouldn't necessarily believe what Dave says. Now, you sound like you're kind of informed on Dave. Are you one of the guys who's kind of been following his exploits on the internet for a while?
Yeah, I've been I've known Dave for almost 10 years. I met him on a Howard Stern message board, and Dave like didn't even like Howard Stern. He was just there to like make friends and or whatever, or like.
Dave isn't good at making friends. I mean, when have you ever seen Dave make a friend online?
I'm curious to know if Dave is good at making frappy latte mochaccinos.
Yeah, I think if I asked Dave for a large regular, he would mess it up like in 2 seconds. So I don't think Dunkin' Donuts is going to work out for Dave. I mean, I don't think there's anything Dave can really do ultimately. Like, he can't drive cars. He used to work doing that, but he makes videos driving like with the camera facing himself, looking at the phone, like saying how dangerous it is while doing it. And there's a video of Dave like saying he needs a job, but meanwhile he's driving and making this video. Like, who is going to hire you if they see that? Like, it's ridiculous. Like, Dave is his own worst enemy.
Yep. So you're talking about our caller who's been calling the show probably for at least a year plus now.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's been, but
it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been at least a year. And Dave from New York, he lives in the Hudson Valley in Poughkeepsie, and his YouTube handle is Hudson Valley Guy. I think I thought it was number one, but
hey, he's got like five. I've seen five different YouTube channels with some of his videos.
He really just cranks them out, and some of them are pretty entertaining, but not for the reasons Dave, you know, might think they're entertaining. And so, Nick, you found him on a message board a decade ago on a Howard Stern message board. Now, were you in Boston at the time, or were you in the Poughkeepsie area? Like, what made you interested in Dave? I'm sure he wasn't, you know, the only interesting character on a Howard Stern message board.
Well, I guess it was like Dave typed in all capital letters, and he misspelled like every other word, and he typed the N-word a lot, and he misspelled that. And he just, like, didn't seem to be trying to impress anybody, but at the same time, he seemed really lonely and wanted, like, just to be understood. And, like, he wanted to yell, and nobody could understand him. People were just goofing on him. And I think he repels people, and I was just drawn to him because, like, yeah, I don't know. I think he's a charismatic guy. There's just something really interesting about Dave that is hard to quantify, but... I'm not the only one. Like,
now, are you one of the guys who's like been giving him a hard time online?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like 6 months ago, Dave would have told you that I'm his best friend. Like,
really?
That close. We've never met, but for a long time, he said I was his best friend, and for a long time, I defended Dave, and I never said anything bad about Dave, but I just sort of was there for the ride, like experienced Dave, because there's a certain just the way Dave sees the world and reacts to the world is like nothing I've ever seen before. And,
it is a fascinating channel. I mean, the Hudson Valley Guy channel on YouTube, there's a lot of videos there where Dave is, he repeats himself a lot in the video. So you can usually watch about a minute and kind of get the gist of what it's about. But if you really want to hammer the message home, then whatever the message is, sometimes it's him talking about how he wants to get a date or other random topics, wanting a job, etc., where he's living.
Well, wanting to hire some lady to get him, quote-unquote, groceries a couple of times a month.
So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, like the guy's nothing to do, but he needs someone to go get his groceries. Like
groceries.
I mean, just stuff like that is just priceless, and it's only Dave.
So Nick, okay, so you've been following Dave around for about a decade online, and he is known for, well, when he first called the show, he was complaining about people making fun of him on the internet on these local message boards, you know, that are focused on the Hudson Valley and New Hampshire.
Like the rants and rave section of Craigslist
and a few other places. And so that was what his gripe was, and we tried to, you know, not knowing anything about Dave right then, we tried to explain to him, well, look, you know, if you're not wanted somewhere, then you can go somewhere else. There's a lot of places to go on the internet. And then when he came on the Free Talk Live BBS, it became pretty apparent as to why it was that people were giving him a hard time online, because he was also being very rude to people. So it's one of those things where, you know, don't dish it out if you can't take it. And Dave definitely couldn't take what he was dishing out. And if he were to just calm down and not insult people and be rude to people on the internet, maybe he would have better luck. But he just doesn't seem to take that advice. I mean, and you as a former friend, what are your thoughts?
I just don't think Dave like knows how to interact with people. Like he basically, Dave has Asperger's syndrome. And like as an example, Dave said he was my best friend, and one day I was like, hey Dave, my dog died today, and Dave was like, oh yeah, I got to work later. Like, just like that. And, he doesn't really understand other people. Like, he doesn't, we're speaking like different, he can't understand the complexities of social interaction.
Like, Nick, how did you end up listening to Free Talk Live? Was it because Dave was posting clips of his calls to Free Talk Live on his YouTube channel? Like, what made you aware that he had come to this community of internet people?
It was the YouTube clips of Dave being on the show, and I love Dave on your show. Like, I love you guys interacting with Dave. It's just amazing, you know. And I think you guys get Dave a little bit and how to.
Well, I mean, if there's an argument that libertarians tend to have Asperger's syndrome as
so
well.
So what did you think of Consuela when Consuela answered the phone that one time when Dave called in?
I must have missed that one, Dylan.
Oh, you missed that one. What should he search for, Daryl?
This is how Ian treats callers who call in after the show.
Yeah, I tried that one out. Nick, thanks for the call tonight. That one was pretty funny. It was an after-show thing where Dave kept calling the back line here in the studio over and over again. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your Dave memories or bring up whatever's on your mind here. We got immigration. We can come back to that. And Daryl will be telling us about the write-in candidate who actually won but ultimately didn't. We'll get the details. Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, whether it is your opinion on immigration or whatever you want to share with us. Again, you can join us here. If you've got Bitcoin and you need wheels, as in an automobile, a truck perhaps, New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars that they have cared for in their rental fleet. Since New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars, that means that the auction fees and transport costs don't get passed on to you. Their cars are in great condition, and they are priced to move. They can ship anywhere in the world. Go to newageautosales.com and check out their inventory. They're looking to become the Bitcoin auto dealer. But if you, of course, don't have enough Bitcoin, then they can help you out with financing as well. With Bitcoin, of course, your money never needs to be exchanged into dollars. It's newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Head over to their website, and you can find them at newageautosales.com and get your car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership. That's newageautosales.com. As we continue here in the last hour, we started a story from the AP about the decision here by Barack Obama to take some executive actions on immigration today, apparently, which will, according to the AP article, spare nearly 5 million people from immediate deportation. Not that they're holding
immediate.
On to
those. That's the key word there. Immediate deportation.
I was inserting that word because you had said that it would extend how long they could stay.
Right.
If they jump through some hoops. Also, according to the story, I'm jumping through a little bit here just to get some more details. While Obama's measures are sweeping in scope, they still leave more than half of the 11 million people living in the U.S. illegally in limbo. The president announced new deportation priorities that would compel law enforcement to focus its efforts on tracking down serious criminals and people who have recently crossed the border, while specifically placing a low priority on those who have been in the United States for more than 10 years. So, again, you know, if they're actually going after criminals, like people who've hurt other people, because I don't consider you a criminal if you just didn't file some government paperwork. That's not a crime to my mind.
Right.
To be a crime, it has to be something that causes harm to another person or their property. So if they're actually going to reorient their enforcement end of this immigration thing to actually go after people who are sort of known wanted criminals who are here, that's less of a bother to me than cracking down on families and people trying to make a better life for themselves, although it does say here that they will also be tracking down people who've recently crossed the border. So it's not like they're backing down on
right.
that. In fact, from what I read, there's going to be a larger enforcement mechanism. I don't have all the details, but we'll give you more here as we learn it. You're welcome to comment at 855-450-FREE. He insisted his actions don't amount to amnesty, saying, quote, "Amnesty is the immigration system we have today." Well, that's not a true statement.
No.
No. "Millions of people who live here without paying their taxes or playing by the rules while politicians use the issue to scare people and whip up votes at election time." Now, the last part's true. Politicians okay. definitely use immigration as an issue to garner votes and get support and get donations.
They're not paying their taxes.
And as you pointed out,
they
Darryl,
use our roads.
Nothing really changes. So the politicians use this as an issue, as a political football. These are
right.
people's lives. But generally, you know, there's no real significant change. People are still coming here. There hasn't been a total crackdown at the border. Thank goodness. And
just as in 1986, when there was, you know, what was being called amnesty, was signed into law by, oh, right, Reagan's
Ronald Reagan.
A Republican.
Mm.
He's a Republican, and then a year later, unilaterally, he decided to expand people that were eligible for what was being called amnesty. 4 years later, in 1990, George H.W. Bush decided to expand that to allow another 1.5 million undocumented spouses and children of immigrants to then become legal U.S. residents.
Were there Democrats grousing about that at the time? I wonder.
No, there also right. weren't really Republicans that were grousing about it because they were members of their party.
Right.
So I want the people that are really mad at Obama to call in and explain to me why it wasn't wrong
for Ronald Reagan
and George H.W. Bush to act unilaterally. Because as the one guy said, we're a nation of laws and the law says blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, explain to me why the law didn't say that when it said the exact same thing, but a Republican decided to do something else.
If you can answer Daryl's query, feel free at toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. According to the AP story, the main beneficiaries of the president's actions are immigrants who have been in the United States illegally for more than 5 years, but whose children are citizens or lawful permanent residents. After passing background checks and paying fees, those individuals can now be granted relief from deportation for 3 years and get work permits. The administration expects about 4.1 million people to qualify. So, this is the part of this I don't care for. I don't like the idea that this is going to encourage obedience, that this is going to encourage people to become part of the system. I'll understand why people would do so, you know, because they are living in the shadows, so to speak, and it's not an easy life, I'm sure, especially when you have people who can take advantage of you because they know you're living in the shadows.
Right.
So that can be a bad situation. And I wouldn't blame anybody for trying to jump through these hoops. But of course, once you get into this, like if you are somebody who's been here, as they're saying, for more than 5 years, and you've got a family, etc., and you hear about this, once you get involved in this, then they know where you are. Like right now, they made you not on their radar necessarily. You could be snitched out by somebody. They could accidentally pull you over. There are ways that they could find you.
Right.
But they're definitely going to know where you are if you come to them and say, hey, I'm here to apply for this program or this, whatever they're going to call this, however they're going to go about this.
So if this is implemented in any kind of meaningful way, like the Immigration Reform and Control Act, which is what they called amnesty that Ronald Reagan signed, what that did was gave people who had been here for roughly 5 years or more legal status as long as those people admitted guilt, paid a fine, and back taxes.
So what the hell's the difference? It sounds like the same plan.
Yeah, basically it is. So it's not in any way amnesty. It's give us a bunch of money, tell us you were a naughty boy, and give us a bunch of money.
Let's go to that's all the government's really about, right, is obedience and money. Mark, you're on in Delaware, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, just want to call. There's so much hypocrisy in what's going on. I just can't believe it. How many times do I have to hear a Tea Partier tell me that that people need to play by the rules and pay their taxes when on the other side of their mouth what they're supposed to be doing is cutting taxes as opposed to be the Republicans supposed to cut taxes? It just seems to me like it's all messed up. I mean, are we supposed to be cutting?
Well, the Republicans don't. The Tea Party people you're talking about, they don't like taxes on them. But as long as they have to pay taxes, they want everybody else to suffer the same abuse. If you got more, Mark, hang on. We can bring it back. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's really just people who are abused. I mean, it's a fairly common thing to see abuse sort of passed down generations because people who are abused will also turn to an abuser. I mean, not always. Not always. Sometimes people who are abused are very against abuse. But anyway, we'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. Brought to you by ProXPN. 855-450-FREE. More Free Talk Live coming up.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there. We give them away to you. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by BuzzBox. Coffee.freetalklive.com. It's where you can go to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there. BuzzBox coffee, shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Now, you can get this free pound by going to coffee.freetalklive.com and just paying the shipping cost. You'll get on their auto ship program, which allows you to adjust both the frequency of shipping and how much coffee you receive in that that package. And this is great coffee. They know you're going to, they hope you're going to like it. And obviously, they believe in their product. They're going to send you a free pound of it. You can go and get started now at coffee.freetalklive.com. But as an added bonus, there's something really special that BuzzBox is doing with Free Talk Live and Kiva.org. Now, maybe you've heard of Kiva. They're one of the microloan websites out there. They're helping people around the world make better lives for themselves by loaning them money for, you know, improving their businesses, for instance, or starting a business. And so we can do that by every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that sign up at coffee.freetalklive.com. Then we can fund one more microloan out to. We've already funded more than one. We funded several, from what I understand. But new microloans can go out as each 10 listeners get signed up over at coffee.freetalklive.com. That's coffee. www.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live in Poughkeepsie.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
This is a continuance from the other night. You asked me the other night if I was jealous of Corey from S&P, from Corey Williams, if I was jealous. No, I'm not jealous. I am mad pissed because she's going
You're talking
around.
About, hold, you got to slow down for a moment, Dave. You got to remember, we've always got new people listening to the show. They don't know who you're talking about, and you kind of stumbled through the statement, so it was hard to understand. You're talking about a blogger, a YouTube vlogger, I guess, a video blogger called Dude Like Hella, and you just gave his real name, Corey, somebody. I had asked you if you were jealous because you were calling to talk about how he's, you know, not a good guy or on welfare or something like that.
He is on welfare. Because, you know, you asked me if I was jealous, and no, I am not jealous. I am pissed because he does not have a job. He is a welfare leech recipient. I'm betting he gets food stamps. I don't get food stamps. I have a job. I work for my money. I get a paycheck.
But you were on welfare previously, right?
No.
No. Okay. How were you living without a job? With your parents giving you money?
I was working.
No, you'd called in to say that you didn't have a job for a little while on the show.
I had side jobs.
Side jobs. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Good to know that you...
Man whoring?
No.
Yeah, I don't imagine the YouTube is cutting you a very big check. It just seemed like you might be a little jealous of this guy. Look, if he's on welfare, obviously I don't necessarily support people being leeches if they can go and actually make a living for themselves. And if he's making popular YouTube videos, he should be getting some sort of revenue from that. So, you know, maybe he doesn't need the welfare. Maybe he is just a leech. But why let it bother you? There's millions of people on welfare out there. Why is this one welfare recipient the one that's irritating to you?
Why should I work, and why should millions of other people work, like you, like Daryl, like your guest host? Why should everybody else in the world have to go out and work for the boss, work for the man, like you said sometime the other day? Why should everybody else go out there and have to work for a boss when this guy is leeching off the government? I am pissed. I am furious.
You're only mad at one guy that's on welfare.
Yeah, why him? I mean, there's probably 10 people within within a half a mile of you, maybe 100 people. I don't know. There's probably dozens of people who are also on welfare. Why is it this one guy? And I'm sure he's not the only YouTube personality who's taking a check from the government. So why this guy?
Because he's a leech. He's leeching.
That's not an answer to the question.
That's why you're mad at him, but why aren't you mad at all of the other ones?
What other ones?
He's not the only person on welfare, you know.
Oh, yes, he is.
They did not create the welfare state for this one guy. Ted Turner gets millions of dollars a year farm subsidies. That's welfare.
Corporate welfare.
Are you not mad at Ted Turner?
Who the hell is Ted Turner? Like I really care who Ted Turner is. Corey Williams is
You've probably watched his television networks. Have you ever seen TNT or TBS
or CNN or The Weather Channel? Have you ever heard of a baseball
team? The Weather Channel?
Yes.
Did he own it or currently owns it?
He's owned it.
Wow.
Like, he's the guy that started the Weather Channel.
So how do you feel about that, Dave?
The Atlanta Braves baseball team? I'm sure you've heard of that.
Are you going to boycott the Weather Channel now, Dave?
I am just pissed because Corey Williams is a leech living in Alaska.
We got you. Thanks for the call, Dave. Toll-free number 855.
That's the only guy in the world that's on welfare.
855-450-3733. So for those who were listening earlier tonight, you heard our caller at the beginning of this hour talking about Dave in New York, and there he is.
That's Dave.
He didn't seem to be aware that he was being talked about earlier, so I don't know if he was just calling for the hell of it or if he was actually listening and sort of summoned himself. But it does seem to be that way when you talk about somebody like a Dave, that they just sort of show up.
You know who I miss? Scott the Bigot.
Scott the Bigot. You know, I didn't like it when Scott was calling every night, but it sure would be nice to hear from him.
Because it's been, what, like 4 years since he's called in?
You probably, I don't know if it's been that long, but you might be right. At least three, probably.
At least three.
Yeah. So there you go. There's Dave in New York. You can check his YouTube channel out. Hudson Valley Guy, something or other. Hudson Valley Guy NY or Hudson Valley Guy 1. One of those things. He's got a few channels.
He's got several.
Daryl pointed out. And there's so many videos. I mean, there's just... It would be interesting to see people pick their favorites. Because it's hard to go through. It's hard to just kind of have to randomly look through and see what looks interesting. And and try it.
Yeah.
So toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about immigration and freedom and, of course, the immigration system that you know, the government in the United States has today, certainly not friendly towards freedom. The new changes brought about by Barack Obama through the executive order process, apparently fairly controversial, but is it going to result in more freedom for immigrants, or will it just result in enslaving them even further? And I've got mixed feelings about this. If it does result in fewer arrests, that's a good thing. But if it results in more people just being obedient to the state and paying and obeying, then I don't support that.
Yeah, it's probably going to wind up doing both. You know, a few more people not going to jail and a few more people becoming obedient.
The Obama is broadening his 2012 directive, this is from the AP, that deferred deportation for some young immigrants who enter the country illegally. Obama will expand eligibility to people who arrived in the U.S. as minors before 2010 instead of the current cutoff of 2007, and will lift the requirement that applicants be under 31. The expansion is expected to affect about 300,000 people. Applications for the new deportation deferrals will begin in the spring. Those who would qualify would be granted deportation deferrals for 3 years. Now, of course, the question becomes, what happens after that? When the three-year window comes up, what happens?
Keep jumping through hurdles.
Well, it presumes they will put more options up for you to jump through. Presumably they will, because they really want the money, right? Like they,
it's all about the money.
Yeah, there's fees going to be involved in this. We don't know what the fees are going to be at this moment, but that is likely what this is. Now, so some people are celebrating this. Jesus Zuniga, 40-year-old who picks tomatoes in California's Central Valley, said, "This is a great day for farm workers. It has been worth the pain and the sacrifice." And I don't know, is it really worth it? I mean, I guess if you're, it's really tough to call this, because if you're living in the shadows, yes, you can be taken advantage of, but then you just be trading that life for a life where the government takes advantage of you.
Right. I talked about this afternoon on my podcast, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio,
which you can download at fppradio.com.
And I actually said that I would love to be undocumented, meaning that I don't want this little piece of plastic that says that, you know, like, this is my birth date, and I have permission to drive. And
the Social Security number? How about that one?
That, and the passport. And, you know, like, I don't want documents. I would love to be just, like, legally transient, no documents, and, you know, like, find odd jobs and survive.
You just hate the law, Daryl Perry.
I have an undying hatred for roads.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. There's more coming up, including a write-in candidate who actually won, but not really. It's Free Talk Live.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa for an unheard of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Majid lives in Nor Deven, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can get more of Daryl. As was mentioned previously, fppradio.com is the site for audio of Daryl. And then fpp.cc is your written site.
Yes.
You can read Daryl's opinions. You can read some of the news that he posts, as well as you can read his newspaper.
Yes, and books that I publish.
Which can be
some
purchased.
That I've written myself, some that others have written that I have been the publisher for.
So once again, that's fpp.cc for more of Daryl W. Perry. As we continue, we'll take your calls. We've been talking quite a bit about immigration, amnesty, freedom to cross borders. Let's talk to Rich. He's in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Rich.
Well, what I will say about freedom across borders, if you don't have borders, you know, pretty soon you won't have a country.
I don't want a country. Do you?
Yeah, yes, I do want a country.
How about the country of Rich?
That's fine with me. If you want to rename it that, that's fine.
No. I mean, you can have your own country, and I'll have my own country. I'll be the nation of Ian, and Daryl can be the nation of Daryl.
No, I'm the free state of Daryl.
The free state of Daryl. You're okay with that?
All right. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, good. So you do agree with getting rid of the idea of a collective nation where it puts a bunch of people who didn't necessarily consent under the same banner. Because if I can have my own nation, then that means I can opt out of the bigger nation, right?
You opt out. I mean, I would like to see Montana secede from the Union.
Cool. I'm with you there.
That's great with me. But, Ian, I need to ask, are you sure you're not a Democrat?
Well, I'm actually a registered Democrat, as a matter of
you
fact.
You are. Where do you get? I knew it. Are you telling me the truth?
I am. Ian. Let me tell you something. Ian Freeman ran for governor of New Hampshire as a Democrat and came in second in the primary.
It was 4%.
4%. How many votes was that?
1,700, I think, is about what I got here.
Good for you, man. Keep going at it. I hope you honestly make it someday.
The only reason, look, I chose Democrat because in New Hampshire, if you want to have a chance to make it to the general election without having to do an insane level of campaigning and petitioning and stuff like that, then
petitioning technically isn't campaigning.
I asked you that question, Ian. Can you explain to me how any illegals in this country for years, ever since I can remember, have been in the shadows?
Well, if you are here illegally, then you tend to have to be kind of careful about where you are known.
Why? They get off with they get off with everything. Listen, originally I'm from.
That's not necessarily true. Some of them. Hold on. If you want an answer to your question, you can talk about being from Chicago here in a moment. But I'd like to answer the question further. Some of the people who are here illegally have to take the coyote services to get here, and that means that they're contracting with, in a lot of cases, criminal gangs. And they have to work for at the behest of those criminal gangs when they arrive here. They may have a destination which would allow them to work, but at the same time they're working for someone who knows they're there illegally, who can then take advantage of them because of that status.
Need you to work 16 hours all day, every day. And remember, if you don't want to do it, then, well, there's other people that will take your job.
Yeah, or, you know, they might call them.
I've worked many 16-hour days. But
that doesn't really answer to my point. Or doesn't speak to the point I'm making.
It has to be an extremely small percentage because they just flaunt it in your face.
Who's they?
The illegal aliens in this country.
What do they flaunt? What do you mean they flaunt?
They're here and nobody can touch them. And
where do you see this? Where has an illegal immigrant told you, "Hey, Rich, I'm here, I'm illegal, and no one can touch me"?
I'm from the land of illegal aliens, man. Illinois is a sanctuary state. They do what they want to there, and they get away with bloody murder.
That didn't answer my question, though. You said they flaunt it in your face. I'd just like to have you give us one example of it being flaunted in your face.
You've never seen these rallies on TV, every communist May Day we have in this country and everything else, where they're on TV. They're just flaunting and telling reporters and everything.
How do you know that the people who are on the television set are illegal immigrants?
They're telling me so. As with the polite crowd would say it, they're undocumented.
So they're telling the news reporter, "Hey, I'm illegal, ha-ha. What are you going to do about it?"
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. And
now,
if that's the case...
The difference with Ronald Reagan, I heard you ask that question.
This was Daryl's question, that Ronald Reagan had granted some form of so-called amnesty.
There was a law, right or wrong, and believe me, I'm no fan.
And then 1 year after passage of the law, he acted on his own volition to expand who would be, you know, affected by that law.
Actually, it was called a signing statement. Now, after
that was not 1 year later. That was the day that he signed it into law. He made some statement, and then 1 year later, he, you know, took executive action to expand the law that was passed in 86 to apply to an additional, I believe it was either 10,000 or 100,000 people, and then George H.W. Bush took executive action to expand that to another 1.5 million people.
But he still operated off the same law, I guess. So you're probably more in tune with it than I am. You're probably right.
That they're expanding who is being allowed to do what, and that's basically what Obama is doing, is here's the law. We're not going to deport these people that have been here for at least 5 years, and that's what the law that was passed in 1986 was for people that had been here for at least 5 years. So my question is, when George Bush and Ronald Reagan took executive action to expand the law that was in effect, how is that different than Obama taking executive action to expand the law that is in effect?
He didn't. He gave a whole new class citizenship.
Who?
5 million people. And I doubt
he's not giving them citizenship. He's saying we're not going to deport you right away.
Do you have
that's not the same as giving citizenship.
Do you have any doubt in your mind that's not how it's going to work in this country?
Yeah, they're saying that they won't deport them for the next 3 years. That's not the same as having to pass a citizenship test and going through all that.
Do you have any doubt in your mind within the next 3 years they're all going to end up citizens of this country? And they're all going to end up, a vast majority of them, you know, what I heard today that Silicon Valley is really pissed off because they were expecting...
Wow, how does a body of land have feelings? That's what I've always wondered. Look, Rich, why don't you just admit it? The difference between what happened in the 80s with Ronald Reagan and George Bush versus Barack Obama is they're Republicans.
No,
give them a pass.
Right? Barack Obama is a communist, and he is nothing but, in any definition of the word today, a tyrant, a dictator.
Which president wasn't a communist?
I know it.
Which president wasn't a communist? George W. Bush? Bill Clinton?
No,
George Bush?
Clinton's definitely has communist leanings. And his
William Henry Harrison?
Wait a minute. Now, wait. If a president gets elected and doesn't do a damn thing to repeal all of the communism that has been passed in the United States, doesn't that by default make them a communist too?
At this point, yeah. But, you know, I come from the school of thought here, and you can't goat me into this stuff because I've given up on this country and this government. I think it's all lost anyway.
Good. Well, let's talk more about secession. That's something we can agree on. I mean, you guys in Montana, you need to have secession there. We'll do it here in New Hampshire. Let's have 50 states secede. How's that sound?
Listen, the feds would have a hard time with people in Montana because most people in Montana are like me.
Well, the feds aren't going to do anything. I mean, the feds, what are they going to do about it? If Montana secedes, you're right, they're not going to roll in tanks because you guys are armed, and so is a lot of New Hampshire.
Yeah, we're armed big time out here.
Yeah,
and believe me, they won't take them away from us.
All right, Rich, I'm with you there, man, and thanks for the call tonight. And by the way, I never got to finish my statement about why I ran as a Democrat. I ran as a Democrat because I wanted to challenge Maggie Hassan, who was the governor here in New Hampshire. She was the incumbent. I had heard that there was going to be no one who was running against her, and I thought, well, you know, somebody needs to run against her, so I'm going to do that for the purpose of bringing up certain issues like her terrible choices on marijuana issues. Yeah, she did the right thing with medical, but barely.
Barely?
Barely. And so I wanted to call her out on that and use the opportunity and whatever little media I was able to garner from the episode to talk about secession, actually. It was one of my other goals.
And ballot access.
That's correct. It was my third issue. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. The other thing is you have to be one of the major two parties to get on the ballot easily in New Hampshire.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.